Good morning. Before we begin to explain a davar pella in today's parsha today, let me just throw out two ha'oras in the Yom Tov of Purim HaMo'alenu Lebe, which niggled me a bit. First of all, everyone knows that with Shabbos, you make Havdalah Alakos. And immediately, Svarim HaKadoshim say that the Havdalah reminds us of the nest in Nitzachon of Purim, from the pasuk. Amongst the psukim, Nagu Kol, Futsis Yisrael, you say the pasuk in Havdalah, Ayhudim, Ayisa'ira, Vesimcha, Vesosu Yekar, which is from Mamish, a direct quote from the Gilsash, number one. Number two, you're making Havdalah Alakas. And all of Purim, the din is chayvish from the sumik of Purim, alayayim, because all of the miracles of Purim are connected to the wine. And as Sofer famously says, the ischalta, the geula begins by yoyim ashvi, ketoyiv leiv, hamelech by yoyim, which that was the day that was Haman Junior, and he calls in Vashti, she refuses to come, hello. And Chazal say, what day was it, yoyim ashvi? Shabbos. That's the Ketoyiv Leiv HaMelech Bayoyin. HaMelech always refers to Melech Malchi HaMelech HaMelech HaMelech. That the Ebershter, in the Zchus of the Eden of Makadish Alayayin, Mitakonis Chazal, therefore, Mida, Geneged Mida, Vashti forced the Bnei Yisrael to come and do Melech HaBayinus and Shabbos, therefore she was swinging on the gallows, as we say. So again, this is the Pasuk, there's the Yayin. If I'm not mistaken, most Jewish people have a custom, they smell besomim. Mm-hmm. Hello? You don't got to be a genius to work out besomim is keneged, the two heroes of Purim. Mordechai, and Esther is Hadassah, and as a Meisosker is Meirich, common mechanics, that is the Indian of besomim. Odor is the choytim, which is chush hareach. We can talk about that for hours, right? So if I did the besamim, or a remes of Mordechai and Esther, and not only that, you make havdalah, you use a nair. And the Gemara says, "Pesach daf gimel, avuka lahavdil mitzvah namufkar." It's optimal to use an avuka. What pshat an avuka? Says the Ramban, Reish Sad Beches Aleph, b'shem Aguda. A nair that has two psilos is called an avuka, a torch, two psilos. Why two psilos? Based on the pasuk in Tillim. Capital Yudches, Ki Ato Toir Neiri, Hashem Olika Yagia Choshi. Says the Medrash Shichar Toiv Alasar, Ki Ato De Toir Neiri, B'Mordchai, Hashem Olika Yagia Choshi, B'Esther. So the two wicks in your Havdalah candle is B'chuvim Keneged, if you have a minimum of two, Mordchai Nesser. So I see, Sayin the Psukim, the Pasuk we say, Sayin the Yai, Sayin the Psomim, and Sayin the Neir, all the aspects of Havdalah suddenly remind us of nothing more than Purim. Hello? So the question in the back of my mind is, what's Purim got to do with the mitzvah of Havdalah, or mitzvah Shabbos? Okay. Number one. Number two, Tzadikim said that they had greater simcha on Shushan Purim, they had a greater eirus on Shushan Purim than they had on Purim Guf. Cool, Tzadikim. Ad kidei kach, that meaning, B'chol Tfutzus Yisrael, the fact that there is Achrayim, is that the Iker Sudas Purim somehow schleps on into the day of Shushan Purim. If a tzaddik and if you're Tish, Shushan Purim is a great day, a great yom. She tells the Shaila, what I'm living in Manchester. If I'm not mistaken, right, whoever made Manchester didn't make the walls around the city for the time Yeshua Benut. Vos Hav Ich in Manchester, or even Borough Park, or whatever. Even the archaeologists will find the Belzer steeple from 2,000 years ago somewhere in Borough Park. It didn't exist in the Beis Yeshua B'Nun. Hello? What are we going to do in Chutz La'aretz with Shushan Purim? So the Pashtus, the Belt says, it's connected because a Yid, wherever he is, even in Golos, right? He wants to be connected to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, Al Derech. There's a famous principle from the Baal Shem Tov, from Katoinim, before, that b'mokim shemachshav tishal adam shamanim. Where is a person? Not where your body, where your spleen, or your kishkas are, where your machshav. I told the story of the Rav, who saw one of his congregants, Tavim Shmetzer. He went to Shalom, he gave Shalom a letter. Where were you? You weren't in the Shmetzer, you were in Alish Matyor. You were in Miami, right? That's where you were now. The Sapper Rav in Divrei Yoyel, brings a Raya, there's a classical Rabbah, an Erev in Daf Yudzayim. The Rabbah asked the Kasha, the Shittas Rabbi Akiva, that Chumin are Min HaKdoyim. You're not to walk more than 2,000 Amos, plus for years, on Shabbos. So how could it be that a rabbinical takon, the Leruvit Tchumen, could now extend you got to walk another 2,000 Amos? How could Rabbanan, if it's Issa der Issa, Lashita Rabbi Kiva, how could a Leruvit Tchumen work? What's the mechanism? Bishlam, if Tchumen are der Rabbanan, hey mamar, no problem. But if it's a Din der Issa, how does an Leruvit Tchumen help? So the Rabban says, there's other ayahs hold of it, this famous Rabban, that Adam daitai al pitai, what is the person thinking about? Food. And if you're thinking about the food, that's where your deer is. Your deer is not where your physical machivorim necessarily are, but where your machshov is. Is that right? Etc. etc. Says the Sakhmerov, that is why Chazal say that when a person daven tichavin is libo, you can again Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beit Chaim Shekadoshim, because that's the Shara Shemayim. And Eretz Yisrael says, Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Likecha Bo Meirei Shoshanah V'Dach V'Shanah. So and if you want your tefillahs to be in this Kabul, you have to have in mind, even though you're physically in a besmedish and broken part, but your mind has to be in Eretz Yisrael, because that is the place of Kabbalah of tefillahs, which is also shot in the famous Gemara in Brachas. They told Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Sabe V'Bovel, let me fast again, I want to say, there's old people who live to a ripe old age and longevity in Bovel. So what do you mean? How could it be? It says, Leman Yiru Yimeichem Yimeichem Alo Adom. Tafkin Eretz Yisrael. So what they told them, these are the people, Mekavni and Mechashke, they come early to Mishmedesh, they leave late. It's Hain and the Hanulu. That's why they was there to do the simple pshat you normally learn. The Mashal. That every Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, has within it Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Which is why the Gemara says in Megillah that Asidim, the Batei Kasiyas, the Batei Kedushas of Bavel will be Nikva in Eretz Yisrael. But the Sakharov says, Lefi is, I understand, because we need your Besmedrash, but you're davening properly, and you mechav in Libay Keneged Eretz Yisrael, that's where Be'emes you are. Right? As the Gemara famously says in Ksuvah Zavayneh, Ulitziyin ye Omar ish vi ish yulad bo, said the Gemara, Echad ha-noylad bo, ve-echad ha-metzaf l-reizu. If your mind always in Eretz Yisrael, see Eretz Yisrael, the Vina Rav, the Titus, that's from the Megillah. Al kein Yehudim ha-prozim, ha-yoyishvim ba-ozei ha-prozim, they keep Purim on the 40th. So you're not going to be a genius. The Gemara already asked this question, Megillah. If you, Al kein Yehudim ha-prozim, if they belong to a city which is an open city, so it's a kefil, it's a superfluous. So the Gemara Dafka learns from here that proof Yoimai Kari proof. Says the Vina Rav, where do you got the fee? What Satman ever said? For Sunday, you could be a sitting physically in a Yudia Pro. You're a citizen of a city which is an open city. Or your mind could be somewhere else. You could be in a krochana mukaf and chayim. To be able to keep the 14th, you need both. Aprozim, hayoishim ba'ore aproz. It's great. So the idea is, the pashtas, well, this firm say, why the Eden all over the world, wherever they are, connect to Shushan Purim and the Seirus, because the Yid taita is there to serve. The din of Shushan Purim is lafta afkeh there to serve. If you live in Shushan, you also keep it the tafka, called the Bahar Shmo Yechiyah. It's called Shushan Purim. So what is the idea? Besides, it's the emes of art, you have to be connected to Mashav and Eretz Yisrael. But how does connect to Shushan to a Ben Krach, not in Eretz Yisrael? What is the idea of Shushan Purim, of walled cities, how does that connect to me? So one can understand this, before we get involved with the parasha. Just a basic hero in Avoid, a closed stick of hero, you see the stick of hero in Avoid the Hashem. The pasuk says in Iyuv, The Adam la'omel yulad. Man is created to toil, to work. So Rabbi Avraham Shor says, Adam la'omel is gematria 215, which is gematria maikin, a fence, a parapet on your roof. Which, by the way, lahoyer, that a fence around the roof is specifically connected to Purim. How do I know? Because the Sfarim HaKadosh all say, in Kilos Yankov says, Maike is the Rashi Tevis, Lumafreya, Hasoras Klippus Amolek Mako. How do you get rid of Amolek? Through the mitzvah of Maike. Maike means you have a roof, top of the. Amolek is a collection, Rabbi Dachten, right? And therefore, if you don't have a Maike, which is the Makel of Gimachi Yira, you fall into Shaltaf. So Adam la'omel gematria makir means that if you want to exist, right? You want to whatever. And if the Sforim say, but I don't have to elaborate, it's a separate issue in itself. The Melech, the kings of Amalek, are called by the name. Every king is called by the name of, like, Agag. Agag, the root word of Agag is Gag. The Halzach, you're Amalek, gematria rom. The Halzach, you're on the roof, you're on the top. The says the Kehilas Yankov, that the way the Mevatel, the Klipa of Amalek, is dafka through Makir, which is Makir Gimachi Yira, because by Amalek it says, V'at V'lo Yireil, again, the opposite of Yerushalayim. What does it mean, Amalek? Let me just explain what this idea of Amalek. Chuyimu, it's the same idea, if you learn the Gemara. Or Erech anymore, Gila, whatever. What's pshat in all this? Yet last week I was discussing, if you remember, the Shviras Haluchas and Moshe and the Samach Mem. Remember how that was? So I ran through a word very fast. Let me just repeat it for 1 second. I'll go further. Chazal say la'osid la'gmar in Sukkot Daf Nubeis la'osid la'vei the Eibushu will take the Eitzahara and shecht it in front of the Tzadikim, in front of the Rishon. What do you mean shecht the Eitzahara? What kind of chalos do you use? So the Shaloh HaKadosh brings Mezor. What is, who has, Chazal say, who has sotten, who has Yitzhara, who has sotten, who has same guy, same room, right? What is his real name? Samach Mem Aleph Lam. So the Shaloh HaKadosh explains, in the word Samach Mem, the name of the sotten, the Sarah Shal Esau, whatever, there's two parts, Samach Mem, and Aleph Lam, you don't have to be a genius. Samach Mem is negative. The Sarah Shikho, we said, basically, we're in tiny stuff test, is Mem Samach. Right? Yes? You with me, folks? Yeah? And that's why Chazal say in a Deimish and a Pirkei, Meya Pa'amim, forgetfulness, Mem Samach is 100, the Meya Pa'amim Vach. What will the Abish to do to Shech to Samach Mem? How do you do that? Says the Erech LaTzadik from Eliezer Lippe, the son of the Nehli Melech. Beautiful word. The Eibishter will make that the Samach Mem, which is now spelled Samach, regular Mem, ordinary Mem, Aleph Lamed, he will make the Mem into a final Mem, right? Once it's a final Mem, it can't be union. Nothing in the world could exist without the Eibishter, without Kalikuk. So the Samach Mem is Yoinik, it's Chayas, where did it get its nurturing from? Right? From the Aleph Lamed. But if you turn the Samach Mem, the Mem, from a Mem Psucha, into a Mem Stuma, final Mem, then it can't go anymore, it can't have Yinika. Once the Samach Mem doesn't have Yinika, it withers and dies. That's the Shechita of the Samach Mem, La'os Elohim. Hello? Take a vote. This is the Sod. Where Chazal say there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, the Gemara brings it to Hedrin. Lemar v'hamisru l'shalem in kates al kisei David. The only time you'll ever find in Tanakh, in the middle of a word, lemar v'shlos mem, final mem, in the middle of a word, because bikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu to make Chizkiyo Mashiach, and that would be soisim even from all the tzoras in the world, and for whatever reason it didn't happen. And we're still stuck in Manchester. There's another pasuk in Zechariah, you may remember, right? where it speaks about Chaymos Yushalayim Asher Haim Prutzim. Haim is spelled Hay. Open Mem Pesuch, which is not normal. It's the end of a word, right? So what is the difference? When there's a pritza in the Chaymos Yushalayim, we speak about Tivna Chaymos Yushalayim. That's when there's churban, there's destruction. When the, by the way, why was there a churban in Yerushalayim? Because of Sinas Chinuch, the Gemara said, hello. Yeah. There's two words, hello, yeah, which both have a mem. One is machloikis, and the other is shalom. Says Rabbi Friedman, very good word. Mem in machloikis is a mem sucha. Mem in shalom is a mem stuba. Likewise, a similar example. Death and life. In Lush Kodesh, one is Moves and the other is Chayim. Again, both have a Mem. Except in Mem, there's a Mem Psucha. In Shalom, there's a Mem Psucha. When you have a Shloss Mem, from all four sides, it's closed. Then you have Chayim, then you have Shalom, Alekit Zach. When there's a Pirtza in the Choyma, and instead of a Mem Stuma, you have a Mem Psucha, then you have Machloikas. Yidua Machlokes brings the opposite of Chayim in life. That's why it says the Holy Megal Amukis, when Yidin encamped in the desert, and then they went on the 42 Masois, they went in the Tzura of a Mem Stuma. Right? Yeah. Why is that? Because that is the Shlemus of Yidin, Kishachot, Levechot, as a Mem. You don't gotta be a rocket scientist to figure out what is the first word in Perishopa. Which letter? Mem. Name is open. What is the last word? The most I got is borrowed. Kli Matzik Brachum Yisrael Ella. Asholotem. Asher Oidla Miitain. Shigivorach Samoi. Asholotem. So Perishopa starts with open mem. When you finish, we hope you're holding by Yeshua. Aldera say you can say all the Spartans speak about. What is the first word in first letter in Terah Sheb Biksav?
Base.
Abrasious. Last time I looked it up. Yeah, though. So Terah Sheb Biksav starts with a base and ends with a mem. That's with the back of bomb, a kaddish bomb, etc.
I
just said Terah Sheb Biksav starts with a bays. All of Torah, Torah Shel Peh, ends with a Shloss Mem. That's a Yikadish bomb, a Yitaber bomb, etc. Hello? Okay. Are you with me? Yeah? Girada. You may remember, Chazal say, the Gemara says, Rashi, why is Torah starting with a bays? Because the Gemara says in Baba Basra that the bays is Doim Lachsadr, a porch, which is closed, has three mechitzas, but it's open on the one ruach. Hello? And the Pirkei Avlezer is Meirich and says, because if in the future someone will come and say, I am a deity, I'm a god, I'm a creator, sure, we'll say, Abish will tell him, I left one ruach open. Let's see if you can close the ruach, which is Poros, on the north side. Shemisham, all the tsaris and the shindalins and the ruchin, the lils and all the your thing, goodness. Mitzafim tiposach haros, says the posuk. Hello? Hello? And therefore, the Megal Amukah says another word for idolatry, for pagan heathen idols, is called Elinim. Says the Holy Megal Amukah, Elinim stands for Rosh Tevis, Matrikun, Ein Lahem, Yecholes Lasis Mechitza. They can't make the Mechitza on the fourth, the open side, the Ruch Gavim. Hello? You ever read anything about geography? You ever read National Geographic magazine? I like geography. It's cool. Yeah. Yeah? Can anyone explain to me how in the world are you seizing the Ruach Tzivonis? And if I was telling you this morning before davening, I went to whatever on my roof, and I will close the Ruach Tzivonis. Prove me right, prove me. What is it? What is this Ruach Tzivonis that is open? Hello? What are they talking about? The Pshat is very cautious. Mitzafin Tipazachar, all suffering, all pain, all illness, everything negative in the world is Ruach Tzivonis. This Tagechka, you think you're an Abishter, the deity? Close that suffering for people. Abr la osilove in the future, right? Says the Megal Amukis, the Abishter will close the bays of Bereshis, which is open on, close on three sides, open on one, and it'll make a mem stuma. whole world will be a mem student. And that's the soid. Gemara says in Brachos, Tavdalet, Eliyahu ba'arba. Eliyahu ba'arba. Eliyahu is mevaser toiv, mevaser gula. He will come and it will be closed, the open mem. The chum is Yerushalayim Ashrei Brutzim. And it will be a lemar b'hamizr, it'll be closed. And that's why the prayer was matiyah to Pinchas Eliyahu, Hinnini noyusim loy es brisi
sholem.
Hello, Rabbi Stenbuch. We're wakey wakey. What is the gematria of bris? 612. What is the gematria of b'chitza? 153. How much is 153 times 4? For the Mashiach will come, there'll be mechitzas of all four zaytma. 612. Right? And that's why Geula comes in the schus of Torah. And Chazal said, Gemara in Yuma, Gemara in Soita, Dasamach, Omer of Yechel, the Karzak, and Omer of Bris, Yuzon, El Alpi, Torah Shopesh, Nemer Alpi, and Vermeel, and Kachach, and Yisrael, Bris, and Bris is four times Mechitza. In the schus of Torah, the Eberster closes. So far, so good? Okay. So all I'm saying is, we see as an introduction to anything, the whole, what I said before, Ogdom La'ogdom, is Gimashria what? Anyone out there? Anyone alive? Anyone not brain dead? Raise your hand. No?
15.
I just said 2 minutes ago. Ogdom La'ogdom is Gimashria Micah. The whole purpose of a Yid is to make in his life Mechitus Yerushalayim, and that will close the fourth open wall with all the tzaras and bring you. Now, let's go back to Avdol. Let's start with question one. Every Mitzvah Shabbos, we make Avdol. What do we say? Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'Chol, ben Or L'Chosha, ben Mitzvah L'Amin, ben Yemashvil, ben Sheish Yemeya. There are four Avdolas here. Right? Three of them, says Reb Tzadik, it's within our grasp to be Mavdil. You can be Mavdil ben Kodesh L'Chol. You can be Mavdil ben Or L'Chosha. You can be Mavdil ben Yemashvil, ben Sheish Yemeya. Over the Havdola between Yisrael and Amim, that is up to the Abish. The Abish is the Avdol Eschem Mikol Amim, right? Leisly. Not says something. The fourth Havdola between Yisrael and Amim is totally if Yibna Mekayim the other three Havdolas, they separate, they create the barriers. Ben Arul Choshech, ben, etc. etc. Therefore, the four Havdalas are connected the four Lashonim of the Ula. And just like the last one is a separate Bosom. Lakachti, what I'm saying now is all for Rav Shor. Lakachti Eschem Li Ba'om. Right? Hello? That is the Havdala, the Abish is Mavdol Ben Yisrael La Am. Hello? What is the Gematria of the word Mavdil? Mem Beis. Mem Beis Dalad Yud Lamid?
86.
What is 86? You're not going to be a genius? Midas HaGvur. How does one make Havdalah through Midas HaGvur, Midas HaYir? Right, which I said before. Makis, Gimash HaYir, Gvur, Aryeh, all the things of... Yeah? Because to make Havdalah, yeah, you have to have a Midah of Gvur. You put a guard to one, right? So you throw, you mavdu between higher things and lower things, you need Gvur, okay? So Mavdil is 86. Anyone a mathematician here? And there's four Havdolas here mentioned? How much is 4 times 86? What would 3, 4, 4 be in the Hebrew tongue? Just write out the letters. Shema. In other words, if you don't make the Havdolah, then the Eibishter make the etc. etc. Now, for also, how many cups of wine are there in the Passover Seder?
Four.
Oh, and how would you call a cup of kos in Kurdish?
Kos.
And what's the gematria of kos?
86.
It's again 86 times 4. All right? That's the union of Havdol. You remember there was a guy called, actually, the biological grandfather of some people here, a guy called Lovan. Remember, yeah? And Lovan says to Yankee, remember, he runs after him, the end of the Passover Seder. And what he meets him, right, hello? And what does he tell him? Habonim bonai. Habonim bonai is b'noyusai. Everything belongs to me. I'm such a nice, kind Zaydi here. Everything. was it geval? All of a sudden, Lovin became a nice guy. Lovin, had we say in the Agada, the Arami, BK, Shlaker, where do you do that? Lovin dreamt of everything. Says Reb Tzadik in Parshas Behar, that when the guy comes and tells you, Habonim Bonim, there's no difference between a Yiddish kingdom and a guy. Habonim is Benoisa. The way a Jewish girl dresses and a Shiksa dresses, what's the difference? Vat soin soin, your ruchush, your money, everything is geld is geld. What different? Like Jewish money, dreifel, kosher money. It's all, we're all one and the same, right? That is the love of Bikesh Laker. So in love, and all of a sudden wants to make like a peace treaty, you know? Friends, we're having a shver, you know, in Kleinikai. Hello? What does Yankel say? We're making a treaty. What does Yankel say? Tells his brethren, Lichu Avonim, take stones, right? And they make a gal, and they call it Yagar Sadusa. Amatul is ever, you are up to here. And remember there was another guy like that called Bilam? One Chazal, who Bilam, who loved and say whatever, the Mishav, Bilam, whatever. Yeah? Where, it says, Goder Mizev, the Goder Mizev, says Targum, where geographically did he want to curse the Jewish people? Dafke, he wanted to be over to get rid of that boundary that Yankov Avinu set up between Yankov and Lava. That's the idea of Havdol. That's central to Purim. It's not just a peripheral. We just mentioned that Yehudim is the by the way, of Purim. And we use a Nair, can they get more like Esther or Psalm? Just happen. I'll give you just one example. I'll give you 20 examples, but just one simple example. Remember, there's a pasuk. Very complicated to understand. Esther goes before the king. After the second, right? Kinim, what's the problem, Esther? Why are you crying? Kinim karno nima ami drabach tzara. V'ilu lavodim l'shvacha yiznim karno. Harash. Ki ein atzar shoivim enezakam. What in the world does that mean? Can anyone speak English? But Feitsch. What does it mean? So the fort brought in the Knesset Yecheskel from Dejeruv. Remember, after Shverus asked Esther, really? Asoi, does someone want to kill you? Me who zev ein zru him. Hello? Read me who zev. You're the one who, hello? What do you mean me who zev ein zru? You drunk the whole time for the last 10 years? What's your problem? The danger of sprains as well. The majority of words. Haman had a conversation with, Achashverosh had a conversation with Haman. We gotta get rid of the Jews. What does Haman say? Final solution, Auschwitz, you know, burn. One way. Achashverosh said, ain't gonna work. You know why? Because Eden aren't Hamanitzchi, and you'll put them up to the wall. And Yid will cry out to their gods. They'll make again miracles. He's in the habit, this Abishter, of making miracles. I got a much better answer. You know? Be nice to them. Don't kill them. Don't murder them. Love them to death. They'll marry with you. They'll drink with you. They'll be misboiled. They'll be totally assimilated. And then there's no more Jewish people. Right? Yeah? So is Zayda, the Magli Tzedek, said as our word. Yeah? Can I do a simple chaskasha? Because I'll say, the Talmidim, after Shem Yehoi, why would the man is chayvu sunei and shel Yisrael? Kloy. What does kloy mean? Extermination. Completely kaput. Finished. Isn't there a pasuk, I think we say it every day in Davin, like in Chakras, in Sabana somewhere? Right? Yeah? The Ach, the Gam, the Yisrael, the Yisrael, the Ebershter promised us that Netzach Yisrael will always be there. What do you mean, L'chal Yisrael? Good question, no? Says the Magli Tzedek, I'm ready for it. What did the Pasuk say? Again, go to the Pasuk. The Afgam Zoyz, B'yosim Erez Eveim, L'ma'atim L'ga'altim. When is your promise from the Ebershter it won't be L'chal Yisrael? When a Yid living in Golos knows he's Be'eretz Oyveim. They're going to fight the Yid. Allah will be doing a Yisuf Zaynei the Yankiv. If it's Be'yosim Be'eretz Oyveim, you have a promise from the Bashef, you'll never get better ultimately before. But if you're drinking with them and eating with them and walking out, you're going and talking, you're going eating and whatever, look how you're going, Allah's good promise. So which gives a Yisuf? So you know what? Achashverosh knows this. He's not an idiot. He is an idiot, but whatever. It's another issue, right? he says, you know what? Ham Haman, you do kitoy ve'enecha, as do good. Don't be like Azai Hitler, Azai whatever. Try the goodness. Make believe you're a friend of the Eden, right? And therefore, where did the Kloya come from? Shenenu Mizudai Zadrosha. You're sitting there at a cocktail party with the whatever, and you're banging the glass, and everything is glatt kosher on the Ganastis Bavid. Over Alpha Pikain is like whatever. You're sitting there with a shake, it's like a Kloya, oral, who's drinking from the Klimei Samidus, and you're toasting each other. That is, it's no longer Eretz Yivayim. Then is Chayvus and Anshel Yisrael Kloya, and then Yidin after the Truth. So that Esther wanted to point each time if it's pointing really foo. I'm serious. Then the Malo came here. Says ki ain had they want to kill me, but it's your fault. La'abed, la'abed. Why could the whole chain started with your sugya being nice to the Jews? That's good in order to assimilate them. Ki ain had tzar shoyve ben nezek ha'melech. The nezek which the melech hakashmiris wanted to do is far worse than what Haman was. So what, Asher Alkei, what is the whole secret of Purim? Havdol. Remember, there's a pasuk by Avraham Avinu, Medrash, says in the beginning of Parashat Lecho, Medrash Rabbah. Achoyis li'esh lonu, ketana, v'shadayim ein lo, first Avraham Avinu, she'ichos kol ha'olam, v'shadayim, ketana, when he was a cotton, even as a cotton, he already began to do mitzvahs. He had no upbringing, he was nurtured for Yiddishkeit, right? Hello? What are we going to do when Nimr is going to throw Avraham Avinu in the Kivshroish? If his mind is like a Choyma, then great. If not, if it's Gedeles, you know what Gedeles does? It swings open and shut. There are, this is such a teeth of order. So the Me'emes explains what is the response going to be like a choyma or like a delus? What is the difference? Everyone knows the famous word. The room there are billions of words together. By Avraham Avinu, by the Akedas, by Yishlach Avram as Yodi. Why? Avram trained himself that instinctively, automatically, he was there to do the Ratzon Hashem. If he's doing something, take the Machelos, which is Benoi, which is not the Ratzon Hashem, by Yishlach Avram. What's that? The famous, the Me'emes explains the famous word from the Chiddush Arim. It says by Meister, whatever, Leisuchal Lechol, Shakalim, Leisuchal Lechol, you can't eat this in your Shurim. So Chazal say, Rashi brings it, Leisuchal, you can't do it, right? Or you're not allowed in Chorashai, you're not permitted to do it. Says the Holy Chiddush Arim, it's a really big word. This is a Dovashay Bechal, Vyotza Benachal, Lamed, on all Shasa, Lavin, Deraiso. It's not that you could do it, Loisucha, Kensish. Why? Because if a Yiddishkeit is Kechoyma, you know what a Choyma is? A wall. You know what a wall by definition is? It's immutable. You can't change. You can open a wall, close it. It's fixed. Right? Im Choyma Hegnivdola, how could Yiddishkeit survive? If the lavim are a chayim, if it's gedeles, swings a hand, swings a hair. Remember on Chanukah, the Yom Tov Chanukah, I remember somewhere back in the past, yeah. And in the Pizmi, Moisur, what does it say about the Yevonim? Partsu chayim moisimigdol. The Yevonim weren't Greeks, weren't anti-Semites. They're very enlightened, progressive, left-wing people. They made the Olympics and the wise men of Athens, democracy, all of these great things. Seichel. But if you have seichel, yes, no, it's jealous. Swings open up. They wanted to destroy the what? The Indian of choyma in Yiddishkeit, where it's immutable, fixed, you have no choice in the matter. A lot more to be said about it. I don't talk about whatever. There's a Mishnah in Masech, beginning of Masech Tekel. There's 10 levels of Kedusha. Kedusha starts with the Kedusha. Kedusha, etc., etc. In concentric circles, it goes out. And there it says, Ayoris Hamukofis Chayma Mukudoshis Mimena. What's the Kedusha of a walled city that you send away Mishul, you send material from it? In other words, And a walled city has within it the Kedusha of Machne Yisrael. Says Rav Nachum Zemel, based on a Kiryat Sefer from the Mabit. The emes is that therefore al pidin, theoretically speaking, you should be able to eat kachim chalim in a year ukefes chuma outside of Haifa. You tell me a din the Kiryat Sefer that what? That a city that's walled has a din of Machne Yisrael. We can eat kachim chalim, right? There's one shtickle problem. Practically, you can't do it because the minute it leaves Yerushalayim, it becomes possible to be eaten. So says the Kiryat Sefer. Says the Gon Rav Nachum Zemel, there is still nafka mina halacha. What happens if I shecht the korban in Yerushalayim, right? And I leave it there, and I have the lachmi toidel in my walled city in Al Shvat Yor. It never left a walled city. It was always there lachatchil. Then the din is it still be kosher tea. It has a din, a murder chimish of about the Arachim. You with me? A walled city is a symbol of achdus, unity. Therefore, mitzayroim, mitzayr is gimatria, tzarayim. Negative, right? He has to leave. He can't be there. Right? So who is the people who have an extra koyach? Remember, Amalek tried to destroy the achdus of Kal Yisrael. Amechem befuzim befeirin. Haman, nishtabisha, hello? And the eitza of Esther is what? Leich. So there's a great kedusha in what they are in Aramam Makaf and Chaim. Masha Enkin, if you belong to the quality of Eden, part of Eden or the prison, and you come to the story of Purim, boy, it breaks you. You're a chaytim, right? There's separation. There's a frode called from. So you on Purim you do as a tshuva, right? And Chazal say, "Gvalti the tshuva, makrish by tshuva, I'm dim, and think of the word of Ramban." But faket you don't say. A tzaddik may be not able to stand the makrish by tshuva, but tshuva is the tzaddik. So the 14th, the Oryak, which is the yomtiv of Purim of the prozim, that what? That's only for bali tshuva. Tzaddik can come, but on the yidu from the prozim, who celebrates Purim on the 14th. He could tap into Shushan Purim, which is the yomtiv of the Krochim HaMukofen Chuimo, where there's an extra protection. Hello? By the way, just Derech Agav, I have no time to elaborate, Rav Shuras is elsewhere. There's a pasuk in Kapitul Beis in Zechariah regarding Yushalayim, La'asunovi, Mashiach, Chalm, Chalm, Tegula, Prozois Teishi of Yushalayim. Yushalayim will be an open city. Hello? Hello, do I have news for you? The same Zechariah Hanovi says, the Abish promises us, Vani Eyelonum Hashem, we say this on Tishwa, Choymas Eish Sovid, Ulachavid Eyelonum. There will be a wall, the wall of fire. And here it says, Prozitates usually. Hello? Now, other than Mashiach will come, Yushalayim will spread out, Hasidus Pashit, etc., etc. There won't be a wall, physical wall. But when you say there'll be any choymas eish saviv means, like the Chedusharim says, if you would view every loisuse as fire, Yushamayim, a fire, you can't suchal, right? You can't do it. And that's probably kind of beautiful. Chayiv kinish l'kusumim puri ad the loyada. That is the Kedusha of Purim. Purim is a developing a day of. I always say the Gera Rebbe always said Besume stands for. I think this is the 20th year of this year. I said it like 19 times already. Every year I say the word. Besume stands for Shetavis Somar Mipachtach Besari Mishpatepiri. Probably Yerushalayim Purim. Not like these clowns and lunatics going around like acting completely insane. That's not what Purim is about. Purim is Yerushalayim. You understand the pshat in loy. The Torah said, "Thou shall not." It doesn't mean you have a choice. You have a matter. It means you have an neshama, and the neshama wants to do the ratzon abayir, and it can't do. It's beyond you. It's not you. Now, let's try to work on a time here. Oh, this is terrible. Apart from Amalek Zilber, where did he go? Who does Amalek attack? The Nechesholim. Where are the Nechesholim? The Nebuchals, the Shmendrins, the guys who are not Mukhof and Choyma. When Yidin were in the Midbar, they were surrounded by Nani Yaakovit. What greater Choyma could you have than the Hebrews? Choyma's Eish of the Hebrews. But it says, Vayizodev Becho, Nechesholim. So therefore, the Iker Indian of Mechias Amalek is by creating these Mechitas. Hello? You with me, folks? And that is the letter Mem. Hello? By the way, what is the gematria of Mem? I knew that was good. Mem with a
80.
Mem. Mem Schloss Mem. Oh, come on. A Schloss Mem is 640. 600. Plus the Mem. What's the difference between 640 and 80? 560. They were 100 gematria from 560. But the passion, simply legal in Enu, Mochoi Emche Timche is gematria 560, which is the difference between a Schloss Mem and an open. How do you fight against Amalek? Mochoi. Mochoi starts with which letter, by the way?
Mem.
And the extra letters are a Ches and a Hey. How much is Ches times Hey? 8 times
5?
40. Also 40. And what letter is Mem in the alphabet, in the alphabet? 13. Hello? Work it out. Take it. Use your tongue. Yes? Weiter what? Mem. Right? And the whole Abuchem is Amalek is going to get Kel Acher, whatever. And therefore it's Echad. 13 is Echad, etc., etc. So the whole idea of the Chemes Amalek is to make a Mechitza. You remember that Sholcha Esther to Chachamim, Kisfuni Lederis, there should be a... What did the Chacham say, Apostle of Mishlei, written by none other than the Chacham Megalim Shlema? Halek Asafti L'cha Shileishim, Shileishim L'Li Ribeim. Three times with Chiyas Amalek, four. What did he have Megillah for? Until they found the Remes, Ksoiv, Zoyz. Mashiach Gosu Kanan Mishatayra, Basefer, what it says in Shmuel, right? Yes? Zikaron? Right? Zikaron, they are Shmuel. But Sefer is the third. What's the Shilashim will remain? Because in all the three Sforim of Shlema Melech, Mishle, Kehelas, and Shir HaShirim, he's trying to get rid of Amalek. You know why? Because the Chacham Mikol Adam. And the Chacham gets rid of Sfekis. And Amalek is Gematria Yisof. And they tried to have here, I don't have to elaborate, the whole Arichus, the fourth time. Because how many in a Schloss Mem there are three walls or bays of brick in an open Mem? Okay. What is the whole purpose of the Chiyas Amalek? To make the fourth wall. And there's Mukov Chaim. Mukov is Gimatria Sofin. The fourth wall, which goes to all the Tsaris, okay, now that we've all established this, the whole idea of Yiddishkeit, etc., is to build the walls, Purim is walls, till we make Abdullah. Therefore, every year at the Shaykhah to Shushan Purim, now we can begin this year. That's good. I have no time to learn, but this is ridiculous. It's impossible to bring a Torah, which is Ein Sof, until like 40 minutes. But the bottom line is, everyone remember this parasha, it says the Machloikis of Yikuach between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel.
Mishkan.
Which comes first? The building of the Mishkan or the Klei Mishkan? Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel the order. First, the Klei Mishkan, the Aron, the Menorah, the Shulchan, etc., etc. As elaborate, yes. And Bezalel says what?
Mishkan.
First you build the Mishkan. First you build the house, then you put the furniture. So maybe that's what you heard. Yeah, Bezalel, Kelo, Yisov, Yadayta. Okay. Can I ask you a simple question? What did Moshe do? Now, what's Bezalel's time? When the Eden journeyed, did they not all the time? They covered over. And what did you do for over Asa Pusayfer between Chaf A Kisr and Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So whatever you did then, you do that. What's the big? What's the end of the world? And better question I got for everybody, like hello, all the Sfar Masses, In Parshas Terumah, what's the order? First comes the Kelim, then the Mishkan. In Parshas Kisi, in Parshas later, now comes the Apostle. How is Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to know which way to go? Okay, you can speak about 20 hours this, right? The bottom line is, the Mishkan is the Oitzer. Yiras Hashem, the Oitzer. Moshe Rabbeinu is like, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu says impossible. Ma Hashem lekech Hashem yakim liyira, says the Gemara, otu yira built to Zuzi, in the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, any year, like Yiras HaRoim, it was not Yiras HaChet, but much higher Madrei. And Moshe, the other Mikol, every year is not Madrei. For him, you can make the Kelim, the Torah, the Kedusha, whatever, that's right. And then you'll come to the Mishkan itself, the Yira, a much higher level of Yira. Bitzal, who's Bitzal Kel. If you don't have Yiras HaMayim, right? The basic, fundamental Yiras HaMayim. That's why Bitzal Kel HaYisa, V'yodat, Urechal Nasei Batas, Imein Das, Havdol Menai. For an average Jew, first you have to have the minimum Yiras HaMayim, and that is the oitzer which protects that there shouldn't be yinika from the Torah, from whatever, into the kolichas of yinika to the Torah. And that's the idea we said before, samach mem. And that's the idea of Torah, which begins with an open mem, closes, right, a beis and a shlos mem. And that is the Eivish Lahel Fataka, where all Chal Yisrael is preparing for Purim. The Eivish Lahel Purim should be besume, somer, mipatach, besorim, mishpatecha, yoresi, which should be zoichat to the chaymas eish, to see the Eivish Lahel Fataka, 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 the Eivish